Welcome to the Daily Devotional Podcast of Prism Church in Pasadena, California, available for download Monday through Friday. Hi, I'm Pastor Chuck Ryer. Our ambition is that this daily podcast will encourage you to set your mind on Jesus and reflect on God's presence in your life. As we study the attributes of God and meditate on the promises of His Word, our hope is that our souls would be refreshed and we begin to reflect these beautiful realities to those around us. September's devotionals will be written by the people of our congregation. This fall, we're focusing on the vision, mission, and values of Prism Church. When I was a sophomore in college, I decided I no longer wanted to be a hearer only, but also a doer. Ever since I had become a Christian, I'd heard stories people told about how they had the opportunity to share their faith with someone and they led them to the Lord on the spot. I'd experienced a couple opportunities to tell people about Jesus, but those moments seemed to be few and far between, and I can tell you my experiences telling others about Jesus never went as well as the stories that people told at church or in our campus ministry. So one night I was sitting in my dorm room with a buddy and one of our campus ministers, and I expressed my desire to lead somebody to the Lord. And I don't know why I wanted that so badly, but I think something inside of me wanted to know that it still happened. Those miracle conversion stories were starting to feel like the miracle healing water stories from religious televangelists. They just weren't believable, and I wanted them to be. My friends agreed to pray with me, assuring me that it was not only okay to want to lead someone to the Lord, but that Jesus actually told us to pray for the opportunity to gather people unto Himself. Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38 says, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" I honestly believe that there are more people out there that want to hear the gospel than there are people willing to be used by God to share it. Prism's vision, mission, and values are detailed on our website, and they're the focus of our teaching and preaching this fall. Last week, we looked at the first component of our mission that was to revive believers. And one reason that's the primary mission task for Prism is because it's pretty clear that in our context, the most effective way of reaching people with the gospel is through friendships. Most everybody who meets Jesus does so primarily through the influence of family and friends. Yesterday, I spoke of a pattern for outreach to friends that is both biblical and practical. I call it the Reach Friends pattern. This is the way it normally happens. You make friends, you meet Jesus, and then you arrange for the two to meet. As I discussed as well in the message, which is obviously downloadable from iTunes and Spotify, we share our faith with others because Christ's mission demands it. It was the Apostle Paul who wrote in 2 Corinthians 5, 20 through 21, "We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." A nation's ambassadors don't speak their own minds. Instead, they communicate the mind or the minds of those they serve, the nation whom they serve as an ambassador. As Christ's ambassadors, he is making his appeals to people through us. We love others well by being faithful to proclaim to them what he said. It's true, God loves all of his creation. But it's also true that Jesus said in order to experience that love, people must be reconciled to God through him. It is loving, it is gracious to implore people to be reconciled to God. He's commanded us to speak on his behalf. Christians are his mouthpiece. So I was thrilled when a young woman who was a friend of mine in our dorm asked me about my faith. and I told her about how enthusiastic I had become since discovering that Jesus simply forgives us, comes into our lives, and begins a relationship with us. And as I worked my way through a pre-prepared presentation about what it meant to be a Christian, it dawned on me as it was going well, this might be that moment I've been praying about. Perhaps this person is going to ask to become a Christian. And so sitting there on the floor in our dormitory, I asked Sharon, "Do you want to become a Christian tonight?" And to my surprise, she said, "Yes." And so we prayed, and she received Christ on the spot. It was decades later that I got an email from her telling me that she was growing in the Lord and thrilled to see that I was serving Christ as a minister. You see, we would like to be people at Prism that see that happen, not so that we can tell cute stories about how Jesus used us, but so that people can be reached. We are praying that many would come to know the Jesus of Scripture through the testimony of our people. We are a church on a mission, presuming our souls are alive, presuming that we know and enjoy Christ, presuming that we are vibrantly engaging the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're going to pray that God would enable us and we would avail ourselves to the opportunity to be His laborers in His harvest fields. As His ambassadors, I pray we'd faithfully communicate all of what Jesus has said in His Word. Amen. You've been listening to the Prism Church Podcast. Prism Church is a non-denominational congregation in Pasadena, California. For more information, visit our website, prismchurch.com, or email us at info@prismchurch.com.